This is Chairman Del Dio dictating an attorney letter to Nathaniel Lee, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Lee, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Robert Moore, please note the following medical letter, period. Robert is R-O-B-E-R-T, Moore, M-O-O-R-E, period. On today's date, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 76-year-old male, height 5'10", weight 205 pounds, who is involved in an automobile accident on or about August 3rd of 2023, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury when another vehicle ran a stop sign, striking the patient's vehicle in the passenger side, period. It pushed the patient's vehicle into oncoming traffic, causing a second impact, period. The patient was in a 2007 Cadillac four-door sedan, period. An airbag was deployed, period. The vehicle was totaled, period. The patient was jerked and his legs hit the vehicle, period. His right wrist hit the vehicle, period. He had immediate pain in his chest, comma, entire back, comma, right knee, comma, right wrist, comma, fractured ribs on both sides, comma, and a fractured sternum, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, he is still experiencing neck pain, mid and low back pain, as well as right wrist pain. Right and left thigh pain, period. New paragraph. The patient's neck and mid back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. He was treated with physical therapy, chiropractic, and medication, period. The pain is a constant burning type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the side of the ribs, period. New paragraph. The low back pain was treated with physical therapy, chiropractic, and medication, period. It is a constant burning pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the side down the front of both legs, period. New paragraph. The right wrist pain was treated with physical therapy, chiropractic, and medication, period. It is an intermittent pain, period. It occurs a couple of days per week, period. The duration is approximately 30 minutes each. It is a pulsating type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 5 out of 10, period. It is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems sitting over 3 hours, comma, standing over 3 hours, comma, walking over 5 blocks, comma, roller skating, comma, yard work, comma, housework, comma, and lifting over 40 pounds, period. New paragraph. Medications include statins, comma, muscle relaxers, comma, and over-the-counter medicines, period. Also, she takes hypertensive medicines, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicine, comma, muscle relaxers, comma, exercises, and the wrist brace, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hyperlipidemia and hypertension, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history denies. New paragraph. Timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day seen at Methodist Emergency Room via ambulance, period. Admitted to ICU for 3 days. but was in the hospital approximately 6 days period, given IVs, including narcotics for the fractures period. Approximately 1 week later, seen at Methodist Family Practice, referred to orthopedics, then referred to physical therapy several times at Methodist period. Seen by chiropractic Gallagher for 3 to 4 months period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history revealed the patient never injured his mid-back in the past period. The patient never injured his low back in the past period. Patient never injured his right wrist in the past period. The patient has not been in serious automobile accidents. However, he had a minor one in 2007 where he was rear-ended but did not require treatment, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. The patient has not had prior broken bones, period. New paragraph. Patient's occupation is a tailor working part-time, period. He is high-paid and does work at times several hours straight. Due to his work for the movie theaters, for the movie industry, period. He did miss a lot of contract work for the movie industry, period. He is affected greatly because his dexterity and because of the involved wrist is affected, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies. Indianapolis EMS report, August 3rd, 2023, dispatched complaints of chest wall pain after being involved in MVC, period, showed minor abrasions to the forehead and left lateral neck, period. I did review photographs of the extreme damage to the vehicle, period. Methodist Hospital emergency room report presents as trauma following MVC, period. Was a restrained driver of a vehicle that was rear-ended. His vehicle was pushed into another vehicle, period. Bilateral neck pain in general, pain all over, period. Complaining of bilateral paracervical pain and generalized pain, period. Impression was MVC, period. On examination, there was tenderness to palpation of the chest in the midline. They did a CT of the head, showing no acute intracranial abnormality, period. CT of the chest showed mildly displaced, angulated fractures of the manubrium and sternal body, period, adjacent right paramedian chest wall hematoma, period, acute non-displaced fractures of the right fourth and possibly right fifth rib, period, non-displaced fractures of the posterior right and left six ribs, period, possible acute non-displaced hairline fracture to the right third costal cartilage, period, left lower quadrant interior abdominal wall contusion, period, x-rays of the chest, no acute findings, x-rays of the pelvis, no bony abnormalities, x-rays of the radius ulna, right, showed no acute fractures, period. X-rays of the tibial fib, no bony abnormalities, period. X-rays of the right wrist, no acute bony findings, period. CT of the neck, no arterial injury of the neck, period. CT of the cervical spine, moderate degenerative changes of the cervical spine, period. Assessment, 1, chest wall hematoma, 2, manubrium and sternal body fractures, 3, right 4th through 6th rib fracture, left 6th rib fracture, next number fracture, of the right third costal cartilage, next number, stranding of mesentery adjacent to ascending colon, next number, soft tissue stranding of the left lower quadrant anterior abdominal wall, period. End of report. Orthopedic consultation, August 4th, 2023. Complaining of right wrist pain, period. X-rays were obtained that were negative for acute fracture, period. Patient primarily complaining of right wrist pain, period. He is reporting limited range of motion of his thumb, period. He denies any wrist pain prior to this accident, period. Assessment, concern for right occult scaphoid injury versus acute SL ligament injury, period. Plan for OT thumb spica splint to the right upper extremity, period. End of report. Plastic surgery progress note, IU Methodist Hospital, August 8, 2023. Patient is right-hand dominant male who has sustained multiple injuries after being involved in a motor vehicle accident, period. Hand team was consulted for scapulolunate winding on bilateral wrist, period. IU Methodist Hospital inpatient discharge instructions and note, August 9th, 2023. Diagnosis, manubrium fracture, comma, small retrosternal hematoma, comma, right fourth, fifth, sixth rib fractures, comma, left sixth rib fracture, comma, right third costal cartilage fracture, comma, abdominal wall contusion, period. Primary care outpatient provider note, August 15th, 2023. Reason for consultation, car accident on August 3rd, 2023. Admitted to hospital, period. Still having chest pain and bilateral finger and wrist pain, period. Presents as follow-up from MVA, period. In the accident, he had a sternal fracture, comma, several rib fractures, and bilateral hand pain without fracture, comma, worse in the right hand, period. He was seen by hand surgery inpatient and diagnosed with scapulolunate winding bilaterally and was sent home with a right hand splint, period. End of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the above medical records, have found that all of his treatment as outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of August 3rd, 2023, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, examination of the skin revealed a 2.5 by 2.5 centimeter triangular scar involving the right lateral lower knee due to this automobile accident, period. ENT examination was unremarkable, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed normal thyroid, period. Cervical range of motion was diminished with cervical flexion diminished by 8 degrees, comma, extension 12 degrees, comma, side bending by 14 degrees on the left, comma, 16 degrees on the right, comma, rotation by 20 degrees on the left and 22 degrees on the right, period. There was loss of normal cervical lordotic curve, period. There's heat and tenderness on palpation of the cervical area, period. There was diminished strength in the cervical area, period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Thoracic examination revealed tenderness to the mid and lower sternum, period. There was a hypertrophied callus of the mid sternum, period. There was palpable tenderness, period. There was diminished range of motion of the bilateral rib cage, period. There was diminished range of motion of the thoracic spine, and there was diminished strength in the thoracic spine, period. Lumbar examination was unremarkable, period. Examination of the extremities revealed a normal left hand and wrist, period. There was diminished strength in the right hand. The patient is right hand dominant, period. There was 20% swelling of the right wrist, period. There was tenderness to palpation of the right wrist with crepitance, period. There was markedly diminished range of motion of the right wrist, period. Flexion of the wrist was diminished by 32 degrees, period. Extension diminished by 28 degrees, period. Fine movement of the hand and wrist was severely affected, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulse is normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Reflexes were normal at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical and thoracic trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain, period. Number two, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain, period. Number three, right wrist trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, tendon and nerve damage, comma, scapulolunate widening, period. That's scapulolunate widening, period. Number four, leg trauma and pain, period. Next number, fractured ribs, right, fourth to six, comma, left six, comma, and fractured third right costal cartilage, period. Next number, chest wall hematoma, comma, manubrium and sternal body fracture, period. Next number, abdominal trauma, comma, and abdominal wall contusion, period. The above diagnoses were all directly caused by the automobile accident of August 3rd, 2023, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition, by the AMA, please note the following impairment ratings, period. In reference to the cervical and thoracic, in reference to the cervical area, utilizing Table 17-2, the patient qualifies for a 2% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the thoracic area, rib cage, and sternum, utilizing Table 17-3, the patient qualifies for an additional 3% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the right wrist, utilizing Table 15-3, the patient qualifies for an 8% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 5% whole body impairment, period. When we combine these three whole body impairments, the patient has a 10% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of August 3rd, 2023, period. By permanent impairment, I'm meaning the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion in these areas for the remainder of his life, period. The lack of dexterity and movement of his right wrist affects his occupation and his employability, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The chiropractor advised him to have more physical therapy, and I would agree with this at an estimated cost of $2,500, period. Future medications, especially over-the-counter, would be $100 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Some injections in his back will be $3,000, period. A back brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A wrist splint would cost approximately $100 and need to be replaced yearly, period. A TENS unit would cost $500, period. Apparently, wrist surgery was discussed with the patient, and this may be necessary in the future, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.